Sailor Green and Merry Christmas Baby. Now, what do you do with your wheelbarrow in the winter? Is it propped, lonely and unloved against a wall, developing yet more rust spots? I think my wheelbarrow has more rust spots than wheelbarrow, to be honest, and a slow puncher. Or could you do something useful with it? Well, my next guest, who is Chris Warren, has got some suggestions for you if you live in the Laverstock region. So, good afternoon, Chris.
Hi there, good afternoon.
So, you think you've got a good idea of what we might do with our wheelbarrow then?
Well, absolutely. We're having a charity wheelbarrow race around Hampton Park Green in Bishopdown Farm on New Year's Day.
Now, that's not the smoothest of greens, is it?
Well, no, we have kindly been given permission by the council to use the roads.
Ah, I was going to say, I thought it might be a bit hard work otherwise.
Oh, well, I was going to say, especially after the recent weather, then I think we'd struggle to get a few yards actually on grass at the moment, so...
So it's round the roads, but sort of round the shape of the green.
Absolutely.
And my spies tell me this gets quite competitive.
From my experience of wheelbarrow races, yes, they can.
So how long's this one been going, Chris?
This is going to be our first year, so we are very, very keen to make it a good start.
So it's an inaugural event. Always good fun.
Absolutely.
And what gave you the idea?
Well, I used to live in Ascot prior to moving to Salisbury, and used to participate in a race around Sunning Hill Village, which is now in its 18th year, and was just an absolutely great way to kick off a new year.
Now, are you going to have people sort of curtailing their consumption on New Year's Eve because they're in training for New Year's Day then?
Well, I think that's up to the individual, isn't it?
And it's all in a good cause.
Yes, indeed. It's for our charity. So.
And what's that?
It's the Harvey Warren Trust.
And what does the Harvey Warren Trust raise money for?
It was in a charity we set up in Harvey's name, who was our little baby boy who was born in May this year and sadly went to sleep in July and never woke up. But we don't know why, and as so many of these things occur.
You're trying to make a positive out of immense sadness.
Absolutely, indeed. And raise money for other babies and children's charities, but in Harvey's name. We thought that was important.
It does seem a wonderful thing to do in memory of a little boy, doesn't it? You can't help thinking little boys would love wheelbarrow races.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. So it's on New Year's Day. How do people get involved?
We have a website, which is www.harveywarrentrust.co.uk. All the details are on there. We have various other leaflets out in the local one-stop shop. We've just been out leaflet dropping the local area as well.
So you're working really hard to make this a success, aren't you?
Yeah, but that's the plan. The first time you try and do anything, you know, one's not incredibly sure whether it's going to be a success. But we want to just try and, as you said, make the first one a good effort. So hopefully it can continue for years to come.
Well, it sounds a wonderful idea and a really positive tribute to a little boy. I wish you a very gentle Christmas, and I hope that New Year's Day is a great success for you. And will you let us know how you go on?
Oh, thank you very much. And also, if I may, should anyone wish to get involved, then please do have a look at the website. All of the details are on there. And go forth from there. And it's also to be a fancy dress event, of course.
Yes. And as all good New Year's Day events should be, thank you very much indeed for talking to me, Chris Warren. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. And happy Christmas and a very good New Year to everyone.
Thank you.